Door opens and I see you enter like always. I wait unseen, just long enough for you to put away your things before I practically strut into view. You hesitate a moment as you take in the sight of me approaching. Tight corset, slutty makeup, exposed cleavage. Your cock is stiff by the time I reach you. Hello, boy. I purr at you, gently pushing you backwards until you're back at the wall. Your eyes make a valiant attempt to look me in the eyes, but you keep stealing glances down at my chest. I don't mind. I love the power they have over you. I lean in closer, as if to kiss you. Just as I've done time and time before, you respond, as you always do, almost mesmerized. I can see the naive hope in your eyes. You know what happens next. You know. It happens every time. Yet you hope for something different this time. How charming. I almost want to oblige, but I swiftly raise my knee and your hopes are crushed, along with your testicles. Well, perhaps I exaggerate. You slump a bit, but otherwise remain on your feet. As cruel as I may act, I'm actually very careful in administering nut shots. I don't want to end things prematurely, or worse, with a trip to the hospital. It's not very sexy. How they hang, that joke never gets old to me, but the look on your face makes it seem more painful to you than the knee that preceded it. No answer, I taunt playfully. You never dignify that with an answer. You know what that means. You know full well. And yet you don't try to avoid it. You don't run. You can't run. Not because of the ache in your sack that's weakening your legs. Oh no. It's because you're mine. Every part of you belongs to me. Your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body. Especially your swollen, aching, beautiful balls, which suffer another testicle thump at the hand. Actually, at the knee of yours truly. Oh, look at that. You may be having a little trouble standing up at the moment, but part of you certainly isn't. Are your balls throbbing as much as I see your cock throbbing? But unlike your plums, your prick isn't throbbing with pain, now is it? No. In spite of what I've done to its two faithful companions, it's throbbing for me, isn't it? The little traitor. I let my knee fly once more into your vulnerable man parts. You grunt and slump forward more this time, your face nearly touching my cleavage for a moment, before straightening up again in defiance. Delicious. You have no idea how wet this is making me. Or maybe you do. You certainly do take these nutcrackers like a man, I say, allowing a bit of lust and admiration to show itself. I'm impressed. I take a step back, leaving you with only the wall to lean on. Your legs part slightly. I wonder, is it due to the pain in your abused little danglers, or is it a challenge? But then I notice your cock is standing tall and proud, in spite of everything your balls have endured. Is it perhaps an invitation? Yes. You do know what this does to me, and you want that. I take a deep breath and snap a kick straight into your baby makers. This time you fall to your knees, clutching your devastated gonads, and nearly come at the sight of you, big strong man kneeling before me. Did the big bad bitch bust your balls? I giggle at that one, but you're a little too busy to critique my dialogue. I just pulled my panties to the side, and you're too busy staring at my wet slit. While you're down there, come and get it, stud. You're mine. Your tongue is mine. Fucking use it. That's enough, honey. Don't get carried away. I tease, backing away and then quickly heading for the bedroom. You should be able to walk by now. Come fuck your horny wife. I've been greeting you like this every Friday for 2 months, and it works every time. I don't even make it to bed this time before you're all over me, tearing off what little clothes I'm wearing. Do I know how to spice up a marriage or what? Fuck yeah.